And pleasant good morning to everyone. We thank God for this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful to be in the land of the living. A dead man cannot praise God, but only the living. Amen? So while we are here, let's make good use of it. Because indeed, we are just passing through. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. So we thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for his divine protection. You know, we left home and we are all here in one piece. And it's because of his goodness and his mercy. So we give him praise and we give him thanks. We give him honor. It belongs to him. Glory belongs to him. Honor belongs to him. Praise belongs to him. For he is God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's turn in our Bibles again to the epistles of Peter. The first epistle general of Peter. Read a few verses in chapter 1. All right. It says here, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's read together, please. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, we are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and glory and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, who, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now we see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, where testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look unto. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. Yes, I was saying a day in this week. Maybe I wonder if it was Wednesday or Friday. I can't remember. Just out of the blues. Kitchen washing up my wares. I said maybe the devil trying me because I'm teaching on this. But what could come to my mind? This stupid song. I said, look at that. I'm the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. I said, where in this world? Could you imagine that? I don't care about Santa Claus. From a child, I know he never existed. Because when we hung up the stocking as children, I used to kind of keep my eye kind of closed down and pretend I'm sleeping and looking at them putting the toys in the stocking. I know definitely he never existed. And this stupid song will come in my mind and keep coming all the time. So and you know what you got to do? When things come in your mind what you don't want, you got to just get it out. You know, replace it with a song that makes sense. You know, use God give you the, you know, like Brother Lloyd said, you call on God. God give you the, at the moment, He'll give you the wisdom how to handle it at the moment. You know, but what in this world do I care about Santa Claus? Tell me now. But you see, our mind is like that. That's why we got to renew our minds daily. Because the victory you had yesterday, you cannot rely on that victory for today. God knows that. That is why the word of God says, you know, His mercies are new every morning. Amen. He gives you new grace, new mercy every day to live out the day. You don't survive off yesterday's blessing or yesterday's anointing, but He gives you fresh every day. And thank God for that. Amen. So you can go back and say, well, Lord, I draw on yesterday's blessing or yesterday's strength. No. His mercies are new every morning. His strength, He gives you fresh grace, fresh strength, fresh anointing, fresh ability. That is why we got to, it's a daily exercise. Pray every day, read the word every day. You know, it's a daily walk. That is why I said, you know, some people keep Sunday, some people keep Saturday, but I keep 7 days. Because when He met the woman at the well, she said, well, our fathers worship in the mountain. He said, but the hour is coming and the hour is now when the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and you don't choose a day. Amen. You cannot say you worship God one day and the rest of the week you live as you want. No. You got to honor God and worship God and live the life 7 days a week. Amen. And that's it. So with that, you know, our strength is renewed daily, every day. Our mind is renewed every day. Our strength is renewed every day. All right, so every one of us understand the importance of the belt.
When you say it's renewed every day, we have to renew it.
Yes, that's
God renewing it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pray, daily prayer in the word, you know, sure. We cannot survive of the prayers that was done yesterday. As a matter of fact, you know, the Bible says, we got to pray instant in season, out of season. We got to be in constant prayer. You don't kneel everywhere you go, but in your mind, once your mind is stayed on Him, you could praise God right today. You could pray right today. You could keep your mind on Him, right? That's things that we must do ourselves, that God cannot do for us. God cannot do for us. All right, so remember to the extent to which you allow Satan. Let me see how many of you have that written down. The extent to which you allow Satan to control your thoughts is the degree he has control over you. Let me see all those who have that written down. Those who don't have it, make sure you have it down. The extent to which you allow Satan to control your thoughts is the degree he has control over you. How do you discern between the voice of the enemy and the voice of God? So you have it taken, you have it written down. The extent to which you allow Satan to control your thoughts is the degree he has control over you. You have it written now? Huh? You know, and I was saying, how are you able to discern the difference between the voices? Number one, you must be born again. You must have the Holy Spirit in you to be able to discern. You can't discern on your own strength. Because if you try to discern without being born again, you'll call evil good and good evil. So you need to know the difference. You got to start from step one. So step one is being saved, having the Holy Spirit in you, and living the life. That's why you're able to discern. That's when you're able to discern. Cannot discern before that. Cannot. So once you know the enemy's character and recognize his voice, you got to know, you know, because sometimes he comes like an angel of light. He might tell you to do something very good, very legitimate, and it mightn't be of God. It might be a good idea, but not a God idea. So you got to know the enemy's voice. You got to be able to discern. Remember he said, my sheep knows my voice? My sheep knows my voice. A stranger they will not know. A stranger they will not follow. So once you know his voice, you will know that the battle you are facing is of him and not of God. But how many of you know God is always there to give you the strength to overcome? In the book of James, it says that God doesn't tempt anybody with evil. Temptation comes from the enemy. But thank God that he is Jehovah Shammah. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's always there. It's never a time we could call on him and we'll get our answer in service. He is always there. And you know something? He can listen to millions of voices at the same time. And he is listening to millions of voices at the same time. Because you are praying, I'm praying. A lot of people pray in this country and other countries of the world. And he's hearing and listening and answering everybody at the same time. Why? Because he's Jehovah Shammah. He's always there. Amen. That's the God we serve. You don't leave a message and get back to him later. But he hears and he answers all at the same time. Never leave us, never forsake us. Never leave us, never forsake us. So what we need to do, we need to resist him always. Learn how to fight an enemy. Listen, for the child of God, what we don't have to always, you know, worry much about winning the war, you know. For the child of God, the battle is already won. So we now as individuals have to learn to conquer an enemy that has already been defeated. Don't you know he's already been defeated?
Amen.
Yes, on the cross, he was defeated. So as a believer, the influence and the power that the enemy has over a believer is what you give him.
That's right.
It's only when you give him the rights to have that power and an influence over you, he can take it. He can't take it other than that. So the one that is not saved is different. And remember, I shared with you that all you need to go to hell is to born into this world. All you need to go to hell is to born into this world. That's all. Why? Because we were born sinners. We were born sinners.
That's right.
You don't go somewhere to learn to sin. I look at babies. As soon as they can move about. I know my little cousin was less than 6 months and she used to get mad already. And when she get mad, she'll choke herself and hit her head anywhere. Nobody taught her that. A little two-year-old, the mother calling him to pray every night. And one night, he really didn't want to pray. He set up the little face. He said, "Mommy," he said, "Jesus tired, Jesus sleeping." He didn't want to pray. Who taught him that? Anybody taught him that? No. He was born in sin and shaping iniquity. That's all. You don't teach your children to lie. I don't know if any parents would teach your children to lie. Or to steal. But it is in them. So all you need to go to hell is to born into this world. And you're born on your way to hell. That's why the Savior came.
Amen.
I said that's why the Savior came.
Amen.
You know, we are living in a day. You know, 30, 40 years ago, parents will take the children to church. But now the parents don't go. And if you go around and you ask them, send the children to Sunday school, or send they'll ask the children, they'll call them, "You want to go?" What do you think they'll say? Yes? That's why we had a better generation back then. Because the parents was in command of the home. And they had to go to church. And in many cases, they took them. Nobody was asking them, "You want to go?" You think the children stupid? What they'll say? Yes? They had to be sharing something real nice with the children, like for them to go, at least at that time. So it's a big difference now. It's such a big difference now in our time, in this time here. But nevertheless, man was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And to be on your way to hell, you just have to born into this world and that's it. You can't get away. You can't escape it. Except, you know what is your escape? Your escape is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Surrender your life to him. That's how you get it. That's how you escape. Surrender just as in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, the people who went into the ark escaped the judgment. Unfortunately, it was only one man and his family. In this day, our only escape is in Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world.
Amen.
So to be able to win this battle for your mind, you got to be in him. You got to be, what I said?
In him.
In him. In him. In him. So God gave us the weapon we need to win the war against Satan. And that's, if you notice, that's his drive, you know. That's his drive to take the minds, to take. When I look at the type of music, the video games, the cartoons that these young people and children look at, I say, my God, outside of Christ, there's no hope. There's no hope. His aim is to take the mind. God, and would to God every young person will understand that. Outside of Christ, there's no hope. You see, the drive is to take the mind of the children and the youths. The drive is to do that. So, all these movie stars and singers and those who make the cartoons and all the video games, that's the drive. Take their minds. That's why we are serving a generation today who don't want God. in many cases, their minds already messed up. Except God intervene. My God, I don't know how you are seeing it, man. But except God intervene. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, help us, help us. So he gave us every weapon we need to fight and win the war against Satan in our minds. He already provided all. That is why years ago when this gospel singer sang, "Tell me what more can Jesus do?" He did everything he can possibly do so that we can make heaven our home. He's not coming afresh and do something new. It's already done. 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 Until you recognize your mind as a battlefield, not just recognize it, but you must pick up the weapons. What is our weapons? The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. Listen to it. I guess you are really realizing, you know, the importance of this teaching, man. So many times your mind mess you up. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. Yes. So then you see what, if your imagination is not in conformity to God's word, you got to fight that down, eh? You got to cast it down. Huh? Sure, you got to fight it down. You got to cast it out. And every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Sometimes you listen to people, you'll wonder. You wonder the type of doctrine, the type of thing people believe. So until you learn how to win the spiritual battle of the mind, you will never win the war. Unless you learn how to win the battle for the mind, you'll never win that war against you and me. We'll never win that. Because that war is constantly raging. You'll take your notes now. You will have all your notes. You will understand what is being taught. And by the time you get out of here, he will come against the mind. He will come against the mind. Why do you think so more people are serving the devil than serving Jesus Christ? It's because of the enemies raging in their minds. I'm not ready to do that yet now. I don't want to go into something I can't keep up. Keep up? Who say you can keep up anything? The Bible says flesh and blood cannot please God. You can't please God. I can't please God. That is why God wants people who are just willing. Amen. Willing to allow him to change their lives. Willing, because he's the one that does it. People who are willing. Amen. Whosoever will. Amen. And you make the first step because you're willing. You're willing, so you make the first step and he make the rest of it because you can't do it. So no human being could serve God, or no human being could please God in their own strength. So when you come to Jesus, you're not coming to keep nothing. When you receive him into your life, the Holy Spirit gives you the strength to live the life and the ability and the power. He gives, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives that. So whenever I meet my old friends, they look at me, they say, "Gil, you're still in this church business? Those friends I used to party with and all that. You're still in this?" Yes, because they don't understand. I didn't join a church and try to keep anything. Thank God he took me out. Thank God he took me out.
Amen.
And in many cases, I look about 20 years younger than a lot of them. You don't believe that, eh? How old they look. Because my Bible tells me my youth is renewed as the eagles. They that wait upon the Lord is going to renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary, and you'll walk and not faint. And I'm not keeping myself.
Amen.
I'm not keeping myself. I can't live this life in my own strength. I can please God, not even for 1 second, in my own strength. And that's what every one of us need to understand.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, listen. A lot of people look at wrestling and all those games. A lot of people look at wrestling and football or whatever. And how I see it is that nothing wrong in looking at wrestling. But if that will take the time of, if that's the only time, if you have no time to take up the Bible and study God's word or read God's word and study it, right? And if the wrestling take the time of what should be, time you spend with God, then, because listen, Paul says, all things are lawful, but all things are not expedient. You understand?
Yes.
So if in any way you take up that time in watching wrestling and you didn't find time to spend with God, that is something that, is a weight. It may not be a sin, but it's a weight. And we are called to lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us. So it may not necessarily be a sin, but if it takes the place of the time you spend with God, it's a weight. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. So as we face this new week, as we face this new week, no matter what the enemy throw at you, no matter what he bring into your mind, just remember this verse. Keep this verse. Keep it. Read it, understand it. Okay, let's turn to it, please. Everybody have it? All right, read it, please.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
That's right. So no matter what the enemy throws at you this coming week, he will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our mind stayed on him. Keep our mind stayed on him. All right, and as you go through the scriptures, you can, read it. Get in the word, read it. There's no part of the Bible where I see any lies. All right, no part of the Bible, no part. I never saw a lie in it. Get the word. Read the word. Spend time in prayer. And you want to really go forward in the things of God. Remember, in this ministry, every Tuesday we fast, right? One day. Don't even count that as a fast. You just don't take your breakfast. And in the evening you eat. You could eat the whole pot of food if you want. It's just a little abstinence. You can't even call it really a fast. But, it's better than nothing, right? During the day, some of you said you couldn't make a day. Look, remember we're dealing with the mind, eh? The mind tell you can't make a day. But remember, we just did 7 days in this ministry, right? And the four essentials to life, first is air, second is water, third is sleep, and food is number four. So people can go a long time without food. But the stomach tell you, first is food. They might even put air number four. You don't even mind if you don't get air to breathe once you get to eat. All right, so I want to turn at this time, turn back to Pastor. All right, so God bless every one of you. Continue studying God's word. Continue, get in the word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God the mind. Amen.